Hey, you! Stop what you're doing right now. Gather your tipsy teachers and get ready for another episode of the Tipsy Teacher Podcast. If you're a teacher and you like to get tipsy and vent about the weird shit that goes on in your classroom, then you have found your home. In this episode, we will be discussing some of the abnormal, strange, and downright concerning things that students have done during testing. You are going to want to listen in. Hey there, friends. Welcome to the Tipsy Teacher Podcast, brought to you by Kind Vine Teacher Wines, the wine that fuels and funds teachers. We are so glad that you're back and super excited to laugh, vent, and entertain our hardworking teachers. Now it's time for you to sit back and relax. Just a reminder that homework is for home, and so is this podcast. Tipsy Teacher is NSFW, not suitable for work. So if you're at work, turn this shit down. Or off, actually. You probably shouldn't listen to this at work. I should probably just get that whole part out. Today we are going to be talking with a real live teacher, Katie. Woo! That's me cheering. Yay! Because when I use the media board sounds, it cuts out everything. Woo! So I met Katie on Instagram, basically. But then we realized we have mutual friends. And then we realized that, like, everything about our lives kind of, like, I don't know, aligned. We were, like, the same human, but in different counties, right? Teaching. She was pregnant with me when I was pregnant with my son. We both had our sons basically together.
Yeah.
Same hospital? No.
Same hospital.
Same hospital. Yeah.
And our kids went to the same preschool.
Yep. Right? Yep. It was like little people's place. Shout out. Whoop, whoop. And just everything. So similar. So it was pretty crazy. And actually both of our kids are the same age. So like our oldest and our youngest of the babies are the same exact age. It's just lots of things that like made Katie and I become friends. So when I was revamping the podcast, I was like, hey, you want to come on a podcast? And she was like, yeah. So here she is. I'm going to let her introduce more about herself.
Hey, well, I'm Katie. I've been teaching for, this is my 12th year, which feels so weird to say that I've been teaching for that long and I've had that many kids pass through my classroom.
Yeah.
I've only ever taught intermediate. And right now, this is my third year teaching and departmentalized. So I teach math, science, and social studies, and I love it.
Wow.
Got two kids. Momming and teaching.
Uh-huh.
In my heart, let me tell you that.
I feel like departmentalization, though, has got to be like, why aren't we always doing this? I don't understand it.
Yeah. I mean, it's why I'd rather be like a master of my content area instead of just like doing the best I can with all the little parts of.
Yeah. So why, what is the reasoning behind not doing it?
You know, I think I haven't actually done the research myself. I just love being departmentalized because I feel like I know so much more about what I'm doing. I can really understand the content, the curriculum. And then, you know, my morning class, I teach a lesson. My afternoon class, I teach the same lesson. Yeah. Obviously, like, differentiate whatever.
Yeah, but you can, like, perfect it.
Better each time.
Yeah.
And, right, so at my school right now, third, fourth, and fifth are departmentalized. And it's great because I teach fifth grade. So by the time they get up to me, they've got the hang of it. And it really, I think, especially for fifth graders, prepares them for middle school, because most students going to middle school are going to have about 7 classes. So imagine going from having one teacher being in the same room all day, every day, to all of a sudden you have a locker, you have to navigate a whole school, and you have 7 different teachers. So I really feel like at least fifth grade, it sets them up for success better.
Well, and there's like this whole training that comes with like standing in line outside of your next class and waiting.
Yeah.
I remember being like, oh, they're not done yet. They're getting in trouble.
Well, I didn't even think of that, but like, I guess we're helping that with them too, because they line up, they wait for us to switch, welcome them in, start the new class. And it's good too, because my co-teacher and I, she teaches the ELA portion. We get along so well, and it makes it much easier because we both have the same expectations. We have the same teaching style. Same classroom management. I love it so much. I love my team. Like, as long as you get along with your co-teachers and your team, being departmentalized can work so well. And it's good so for the kids too, I think.
When you call her your co-teacher, is she in your room?
No, it's kind of like, I don't even know what to call her. She's my teaching partner. She's my co-teacher. So basically, I teach my homeroom, math, science, social studies. The kids have specials, lunch, recess. We have our social, emotional curriculum time. And then we switch.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, so okay. I get it.
My ELA partner. Like, yeah. I'm the math gal. She's the reading gal.
Yeah. But you're not the only two fifth grade teachers, right?
No, there's four of us.
Uh-huh. Okay. So yeah, the other ones do the same thing.
Counterpart that I plan mm-hmm. with. We work together for the math stuff. Yeah.
Are the kids like, are they grouped based off of their level, their ability level?
Yeah. So we have groups of kids just based on their needs, obviously, but it's not like one class is all GT, one class is yeah. all ML. So we don't have a lot of choice in the groupings, which it just depends on how your administrator is. Mm-hmm. The fourth grade teachers get to sit down and look at the groupings and give their feedback, which is really nice. You know, who should be together, shouldn't be together.
Yeah.
Based on behaviors and stuff, which is really helpful. Yeah. I mean, I love being departmentalized. Like you said,
That's great.
At least all intermediate, I really, truly believe.
Are you guys like gearing up for fifth grade graduation? Do you do that at your school?
So here's what I feel about calling it graduation.
Like, you can't graduate from pre-K and kindergarten and fifth grade.
Right. So like, I don't know if you've seen the movie, The Incredibles.
Yes.
But there's this point where the mom and dad are arguing and the dad's like, he's moving from the fourth grade to the fifth grade. We don't need a graduation for everything. Like, that's kind of how I feel. Like, absolutely. I feel like it should be celebrated. Going from elementary school to middle school is great. So we're doing what are we calling it? Some sort of ceremony. We're not calling it graduation. We're doing a completion ceremony. They get a completion certificate. We call them up each for our homeroom. Then we do a big party. We do a fifth grade party, which is super fun.
That's cute.
Yeah. We go to a park and the kids, like, we have all the parents come that want to come. We do.
I love a picnic. Parents.
Oh, it's like back in the day. I don't know if you did picnics, like a fifth grade picnic. It's kind of like that, but we call it a party. We have music and games and we do raffle prizes. So,
At my old school, they did a parade and I am like, I'm going to paint you a picture here. My very first year teaching, I teach kindergartners. They start doing the fifth grade farewell is what they called it. Yeah. And they do this parade around the school and everyone makes these signs and everybody's cheering and clapping. And I am like sobbing hysterically. I don't know these fifth graders. I've never met them. I didn't teach them. I taught the kindergartners, but I don't know. I couldn't keep it under control. And I'm watching the teachers walk around with them and I'm like, how are they not sobbing? And then we did it during COVID. We did it outside. Yeah. And that was even more emotional for me. Yeah. Also, I was pregnant. So like, Jesus Christ, like laying it on thick. But I made signs like for all the kids that were like our bus helpers. And I just can't. I can't imagine being a fifth grade teacher merely because I would just be a hot mess. Like, they don't come visit you. You never get to see them.
Well, like, there's a couple things. So we do the same thing. We call it a clap out. It's on the last day. It's right before
dismissal. Cute name too. I love that.
I know. It's so cute. We call it the fifth grade clap out and all the kids line the halls and we walk through and do like a whole loop. The kids are sobbing. Lots of teachers are sobbing. I haven't cried. Like the past 2 years, I didn't cry. The first year I went on maternity leave, so I didn't get to do the clap out. Last year was my first like official clap out as a fifth grade teacher. So I like led it. I had a speaker. I was like pumping everybody up. It was super fun. I didn't cry, but I get it. Like if I had these kids when they were younger and then watched them grow up and then they're leaving and thinking about how far they've come, I would totally lose it.
I don't know what was wrong with me the first year. I had no attachment. I don't know. But I also cry when kids like sing. I'm like, oh, it's so beautiful. I just can't. And like at kindergarten graduation, they would like sing. The year of my wedding, that was my fourth observation because it wasn't tenured yet. That was my observation that I got tenured with, was me organizing kindergarten graduation. God. And I'm literally, they're singing, I can't remember, A Million Dreams, I think, because that was our jam. It ended up being Addie's lullaby song and also a Birdie's lullaby song. And so I'm just like all fucked up. I'm like, don't take off points. Is Charlotte Danielson okay if I cry during my observation?
Please, can be distinguished.
Highly effective. Did you see how great they are? Do you hear those vocals? I mean, it was a hot mess. But kudos to you for eighth grade. This is just like amazing. Also, one thing we have in common that I don't even know if I've like expanded on telling you about, but Katie goes to Burn Boot Camp in Frederick, which is this like super intense fitness class thing. But my sister-in-law's best friend is the owner of that Burn.
No
So, yeah, Teresa. So, like,
way. Hey,
yeah. I'm always around her. I'm like, she's picking out her merch and like showing me all her new things. They have the cutest merch also. If you're in
oh,
Frederick and you need
I
a
know.
gym, Burn Boot Camp, you should go.
The merch gets me all the time.
Yeah, the merch is adorable. The workouts are great. The trainers are hot. It's just like
And honestly, like, I know this isn't like a Burn Boot Camp podcast, but I love
it
them
could
so
be.
much. There's so many teachers. Yeah, it could be. There's so many teachers I know that I go that work out at the same time that I do because it's like the perfect time right after school. And it's just such a nice environment. Like, it's
The
something.
floor is bouncy, guys. The floor is like you jump and
It
it
is.
like
It's like a
catches you.
cheerleading tumbling floor. That's what it's like.
Yeah, it's I
It's
didn't do cheerleading or tumbling, but I could if I went to Burn Boot
You
Camp.
probably could. You could jump pretty high on that.
Yeah, it's great. That yeah, you guys should definitely work out. What time is your class? Like how long you like get the plan or anything, or you just leave right away?
Well, I have to leave right away anyway. My oldest son comes to school with me. He goes to pre-K at my school now, and I don't know if you've tried to hang out at school with a 4-year-old afterwards and get anything done, but it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
And I also have to go pick up my youngest from the sitter. So I pretty much leave right away after school and then I go to Burn. And it's nice they have like a childcare area so I could drop them off. I can rage work out if I've had a hard day, just rage
Yeah,
work out
rage
for like
workouts,
5 minutes and then go home.
they're effective. When do you get to do your planning and stuff?
So I work really hard to effectively plan during the day. I also try to get there like 20 minutes early.
Yeah, okay.
20 to 30 minutes, just depending. It's hard. My school starts before 8 o'clock for elementary, which is rough.
Yeah.
So we have to leave the house at 6:30. I take both kids with me, try to plan before a little bit. I get 40 minutes during the day for planning, and then 2 days out of the week I get a double planning. One of those is typically professional development for 40 minutes.
Sorry.
It's
Wow.
really nice. Like we get a lot, the teachers at our school get a lot of say for what we need in a professional development time, which is
Well,
nice.
that's good.
ALP, accelerated learning process.
Oh, holla.
Yeah. The acronyms, they change all the time.
Great. Of course they do. Nothing stays the same. That is
But
like,
this has been the same for probably 5 years. So we're hoping
oh.
it stays. Yeah.
Okay. Well, something else changed. I'm sure something else changed. We went through like five different behavior programs in the 9 years that I was at my old school.
Yeah. I mean, it's always like the pendulum is always going to swing. Like,
It's just insane
maybe
though.
one
It's like,
day
this is
you're
really
like,
great. Now this is really terrible. I'm like, oh my freaking God. Like, just let me do what I want to do. I can't wait. I can't wait for me having to read my objectives to be not good anymore.
really
When is
though.
that going to happen? How has no one realized that? How does no one realize that no one fucking cares? Like, I don't care. They don't care. You admin, you don't care. You don't care, admin. If you're listening, you don't care about the objectives. What,
I'm
why,
not
and how?
stupid.
No one. No, none. None of the above. I asked you about the planning thing because Addie's going to be coming to school with me next year.
Yeah, it was a lot harder, that adjustment. I'm not gonna lie, and I'm not trying to freak out.
No, I
But
know it's
that's
gonna be
kind
like
of
she
tough for
doesn't
me.
stop talking.
I know. And that's the thing is like my buddy, he's so happy. He wants to be friends with everybody and talk to everybody, and I love that so much. But at the same time, I'm like, I'm the team leader. I have a lot of like leadership responsibilities, so people are always coming to me to talk to me, and I'm like, buddy, they're not here for you. Go sit down. Yep, you want to watch YouTube? Here's my phone. You want to bring your tablet inside? Okay. And like it, the beginning of the year was a struggle because just like even getting out of the car and walking to my classroom took so much longer than what I was expecting. You know, it's been an adjustment. We got used to it. We're more than halfway through. We're in a really good, he loves to stop by and say hi to my principal every morning. It's the cutest thing.
No.
We get upstairs. I put on a show for him. He eats some snacks. Sometimes he gets his tablet or gets on the computer. We've got a good routine. I think it will be even, I know it will be even easier next year when he's in kindergarten and more stuff for him to do. And
Yeah. I mean, like, I just, there's sometimes when I like to drive to and from school in silence. I know I'm doing a podcast that I want you to listen to on your commute, but sometimes I don't want to listen to anything. And she does not stop talking. I took a video today, actually, and I didn't plan on sharing this. I don't know why I took a video of it. I just wanted proof that, like, my daughter does not stop talking. Let me see if I have it.
I think my oldest and your daughter would be like best friends
No. Yeah, well, they're the
because
same age.
they never stop talking. They're COVID babies, basically.
Oh God, where is it? Here it is. Okay, ready? Let me see if it'll play. You can't hear it because the radio's on. Hang on. Mommy's car. What is she even saying? Like
That's
she in that
how
video
sounds like
is that video is 7 minutes long and it's just her talking.
that
Oh my God. Like, and I love her and she's so smart and so sweet. And I'm just like, I can't, how am I ever gonna get anything done? I just don't know.
My
But
principal gave me a good tip because she would take her three kids to school with her when they were elementary school age. I'm like, how in the hell? She said she gave them something special to do that they could only do at school. So, yeah, which I was like, all right. So, in the car, I kind of do that in the car. In the car, he can be on his tablet. That way, I can drive to work and listen to whatever music or podcast I need to get ready for the day. So, on the way to work every day, he gets to watch his tablet. He has headphones on, so if I need to call anybody, if I want to listen to a murder podcast or a teacher swearing podcast, I can without lots of questions.
amazing.
So,
Oh,
10 out of
I
10 recommend trying to find something that they can do just when they're in the car or just when they're in your classroom.
Yeah, wow. Three kids.
Yeah.
Yikes.
No. No.
Woof.
Nope.
Woof. All right, well, maybe I'll figure that out. I'll figure that out. Probably
You got
not.
time. You got a couple
Oh,
months.
yeah. It's gonna be fine. She does like to listen to podcasts. I let her listen to the Pinkalicious, but it's like I have to play that on my phone, so then I guess I would just listen to the radio, but that's fine. I'm
Yeah,
basically
I
85.
got him one of those like Amazon like Fire tablets for kids,
Oh, yeah.
and it was really reasonably priced, and it's easy for him to work and figure out. There's books, like it doesn't have to just be videos,
Yeah.
books and games
Yeah.
and educational things,
I
and
guess she could listen to her podcast there. I never even thought about
yeah.
it. We don't have, she doesn't have a tablet. She doesn't have anything like that yet. She's
We
gonna be
bought it
that
since we were
kid.
flying across country, and I was like, yeah, you're getting a tablet because I hate flying, and now I got to take care of you while we're flying. How about we get you a tablet?
She
Okay.
has a DVD player, a portable
There
DVD
we go.
player that,
Love.
opens,
Yeah.
spins,
You like.
breaks, skips. The DVDs are being ruined slowly by being played too much. Really throwing it back. I don't think I have a problem with tablets. I don't know. I just never got one for her yet.
I
And now she's
recommend
gonna be like that kid at school that's like, "What? How do I get out of here?" And like hit the X. And she's like, "Where's the X?" She doesn't have no idea.
Oh well, she'll learn.
Ooh.
She's resilient.
You know what though? Her vision's gonna be great or something. I don't know.
Real. For real. Elephant right side.
It's a real thing. All right. So Katie and I were actually going to spend this whole podcast talking about momming and teaching, which is funny because that's what we started doing already. But we decided that not everybody on here is a mom and a teacher at the same time because that's really fucking hard and not everybody wants to do that. So kudos to you guys. But instead, Katie really wanted to share this really creepy, gross, weird story that happened to her. And I was like, yeah, let's go. Let's make this the podcast topic. So the topic is weird shit that has happened during testing. And I'm gonna let you share that story while I eat a part of this Crunchwrap.
Oh, delicious. I'm jealous. I had salad for dinner.
Shout out to my husband. Okay, anyway.
Well, I know like every week when you do the podcast, you post a question box, and I was like, all right, I'm in the middle of science testing. The fifth graders take a state science assessment,
I feel like you can hear me chewing, so I'm going to back away.
and so I was like, why not? Let's make the question this week weird stuff that has happened during testing, whatever. My very first year of teaching, We were taking MSA, paper packets, back in the day, pre-computer, oh, wow, state testing. Yeah, that's how long I've been teaching. I've seen...
What a seasoned teacher you are.
It makes me feel so old that I taught the Maryland
State. We had a Scantrons.
Scantrons and everything. So I'm testing. I taught third grade at the time. And I'm walking around, you know, doing my laps, counting the floor tiles, trying to make time pass while making sure that they're following all of the rules and not cheating, of course.
Yeah.
Of course. You know, not allowed to grade or anything. So, you know, and I hear this horrible sound from across the room. I turn around and one of my students is legitimately blowing her nose as hard as she can into her hands. And I'm horrified, like her bare hands, blowing her nose. And then she proceeds to like eat slash lick her hands. Like, and I go over quietly because I'm not trying to throw off the whole room and pause and all that. Like, what are you doing? Well, I needed a tissue and I can't get up. It's testing. It's like, okay, I'm going to get you a tissue and you need to go wash your hands and then you can keep testing. Okay. Okay. I tell that story every single year when we gear up for testing. Oh, it's God. So horrifying. Like, I only laugh about it now because, like, it's so nasty. But, like, all right, she couldn't get a tissue. She wasn't supposed to get up. So I guess she was using a problem solving
skill. Wow, what a rule follower.
Right? Problem solving skills. That's what it was. That's what I'm going to put it. Like, no. I know. It's hard.
She didn't solve any problems. She solved only the problem of having a stuffy nose.
Yeah. So.
Actually, she didn't even solve that problem because then she licked the snot, so she re-gave herself.
I just got thinking about it.
I don't understand, like, what the idea was behind the licking.
Yeah, I don't really know either.
Do you remember taking, we took Miss Pap, at least.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you remember taking that?
Yeah.
And it was a huge deal, and it did seem scary. Like, as a student, you were terrified. So I understand why she would be so scared to, like, even ask to get a tissue, yeah, but still, oh my God.
Violation. You don't want a testing violation.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a teacher. I don't want a testing violation still. So, like, I get it, but the eating thing?
Have you ever had one? Have you ever known anybody that's had one?
A testing violation?
Yeah.
I don't know if it technically, like, counted as a testing violation. Like, they had to call and say... whatever. I honestly can't even remember what it was, but I remember it was like, yeah, they had to call and check.
I know, and it feels so important at the time, but like I'm trying to think of the one that I knew about and I can't remember exactly what happened either.
Right, like at the time I was like,
did they brainwash us?
Right, probably.
It had to do with my aide because she came back and she was all upset and I was like, what's going on? Oh. She's like, I think I got written up. And I was like, what? Why? Gosh, I can't remember. I think like the paper in the window fell down or something. You know how you have to cover the windows?
Yeah. Or like cover all your posters and...
Yeah, something silly like that.
Yeah.
Well, I have a funny testing story and I don't even remember what version of the state test that we were taking, but it was my like second year. So I guess it was MSA maybe. But again, kindergarten teacher, I don't have... What?
Park. Yeah, Park.
Yeah, it was Park.
Park came in pretty quick after MSA.
Yeah, it was Park. And I, I'm not, my kids don't need to take it. We're not doing that. But everybody else in the whole school is getting ready. People are covering their posters. They're covering their clock since that's going to give them answers. Like, like all the windows are being, you know, shuttered out. I mean, it literally looks like prison. If you're a non-teacher listening to this, like you have to understand that, like the stress and anxiety these poor kids are under. And back to like me remembering when we took it, like we were so like nervous and scared and stressed out. And also I was in the quote unquote smart classes. Oh, so they made us feel like they were like really relying on us. Like this is really important. They put us in a special room. Like they took us out of our home room. Like my GT group, like there's like 12 of us and they put us in the art room to take this test all by ourselves.
Really no math posters in there. So you're
good. Yeah, no posters. We weren't like, they weren't helpful in any way, but and our principal kept coming in and she always had this like big ass basket of like shit, like sticky hands and frogs that hop when you touch their buttholes, like, you know, like those stupid things. And I'm like, What are we doing here? But there was like croissants. I mean, it was weird, super weird. But I remember just like sweating, like starting to take those tests and the writing portions. Anyway, so kindergarten teacher, fast forward in life. And I got asked to help. What is he? Proctor. There we go. Proctor. Yeah. The test. And I was like, oh, I'm so excited. Like, this is, I'm a real teacher. Look at me. I get to help give a state assessment. Yeah. Woo. And then I get put in like a small group of children who like have like readers and they get extra time, extra time, extra time. Y'all having to proctor a test with extra time.
Time and a half.
Dude. Do you know what? They could take like 2 hours on certain sections. So I was literally like out of my classroom for like a week straight. Mm-hmm. And you can't do anything. You like Katie said, you can't help them. You can't grade your own test. You can't do anything. And I was with the reading specialist at the time, and God bless her soul. She was amazing at what she did, but she was so impatient at the end that she was just hilarious. She was so funny to listen to. She was so funny to watch. Like, she was like just such a talented teacher. And then like her like last 2 years before retirement, she's like, what is wrong with you? Like, she's like your mom eventually. Yeah, like, what the heck are you doing? Like, yes, I think you're wonderful, but what the fuck? Like, yeah. Anyway, so she was with me and we're just like walking around, you know, walking around forever. And then like every like hour and a half, you get to read directions. And so it's time to read the directions. And this boy, he had like a grown-ass man's name. I don't even want to say his name, but like, for example, Hank. he's sitting at this table with like 17 pencils and they're all lined up and he's like so worried the whole time, and she's reading the directions and I can't even, like, let me just think, I'll just read whatever the hell is on the back of Rob's workbook here. I hope it's not top secret Home Depot information, but anyway, she's like safety. Get back your cards weekly. He's like, okay. He literally is like answering her with everything. Like, she would be like, turn to page 3. Okay, got it, page 3. And read the directions in your head. All right, reading them in my head. Like, he was literally like the whole time. And I died. I was like, I could have not laugh. I'm just like, this is not real. Like, and so then she was like, all right, ready, go. And he's like, oh, I wasn't ready. Okay, now I'm ready. Okay. But he didn't do it the first half. He just did it the second half of every day. The first half he would come in and he would be like super ready. And then the second half would happen. He'd be like, yeah, all right. Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Like, and I'm like, who are you talking to?
He's using his strategy. He's got to get
exactly.
Through.
And I'm cackling. Like, I'm losing my mind. This is so funny. And she does not care. She's not fazed. This is totally normal for her to be experiencing this. And I'm like, you're so seasoned. You are so weathered. And I have no idea, like, what is going on. And but like, I put in my notes to remember to talk about pacing, but you did, like, counting the ceiling tiles, counting the floor tiles, looking in the kids' desk, which was supposed to be empty. So you're like, oh, I see a gum wrapper. Oh, right. Like,
what's on there? Is what you got a secret? Got a secret label on your water bottle?
Yeah. What is that? What are you doing? I also proctored my, I guess it was my third year maybe, with a teacher who was pregnant, but she hadn't announced it yet.
Oh gosh. Oh.
And so she was like, and then when she did announce it, she's like, I thought you were going to know for sure whenever I was like proctoring the test. And I was like, you did? How would I have known? She's like, I kept having to leave to go to the bathroom. I kept having to drink Sprite. I was like, I thought you just really like Sprite. I don't know. But she said the whole time she was like pacing, but she tried to stay away from me because she didn't want to like
give it
she's
up.
She's like, we were together for like 3.5 hours. I wanted to tell you, like, I wanted to just, hey, I'm pregnant. I'm like, okay, well, you could have just, I don't know, but it was just, it's just so funny because you're in this, like, you're on this island and you can't do anything, but
can't make eye contact for too long because then you'll laugh, like,
yeah.
And now we don't, it's just one teacher in the room, you don't have like somebody
that's miserable
else, so it's even more boring. And when you're saying that, just reminded me, when I was pregnant with my youngest, I was so pregnant because I had him in May and we test in like April, May. So I literally bounced on a ball the entire time. The entire time. I was just sitting there like reading. And you have 40 minutes. You may start now.
Have you guys ever been around someone bouncing on a ball? Because it makes a noise.
Oh, and the kids would stop and look at me and be like, yeah, and? This is comfortable. I'm trying to go into labor right now, so I don't have to do this tomorrow, okay? Guess what?
As long as you didn't do the figure eights.
I might have done that.
That's like super sexual for testing.
Well, no, okay, listen. I was very uncomfortable.
You were like, don't mind your thrusting teacher over here.
I just really want to have this kid. I don't care if my water breaks in the middle of testing. Let's go.
I would like to get a penalty.
Yeah, testing violation. Get out.
We just restart the podcast, and I need you to lie and say that your water broke during testing. That's the story. That's what people want to hear. Is that your water broke?
That would have been a great story. No, I don't have a cool birth water breaking story.
No one has a water breaking story, and especially teachers. I really thought I was going to have one.
There is a teacher in my school.
Oh, I want to hear it.
Her water broke while she was teaching. I mean, that's it.
In your school, though?
Yeah.
What was she teaching? What grade level?
Music.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But hey, I know someone.
Oh my God. I love it. Were there kids in front of her?
I think so, but I think it was my first year of teaching. Or my second year. So I honestly can't remember.
Yeah.
But I know for sure her water broke.
And I feel like in that first and second year, you don't care about anybody else because you're just trying to figure out what you're doing.
Survival mode.
Yeah.
Your
I wonder if I'll go back into that mode next year.
Maybe for like a day. You know, every year, the first day, first week, you're like tunnel vision. Let's survive. But then you'll be fine.
With kindergarten, it's like the first like 2 weeks.
It's like riding a bike. Well, it's like it's way longer for kindergarten.
So they don't really understand how to live.
Yeah. No. Oh, yeah. No, I couldn't do it. I can only do big kids. I love teaching the big kids. I feel like I would just make the little kids cry. Not because I'm mean, but just because, like,
I don't know. You don't know, like, what's the limit here?
Right. Like, if I see my students doing something from across from, like, bro, what are you doing? But yeah. I'm pretty sure if I said that to a five-year-old, they might cry.
So. No, they like it eventually. I'm kind of quote-unquote mean. Not really. I used to, like, hit this one kid in the head with a pack of papers, and he loved it. It's like our thing. He'd be all grumpy, and I'd be like, cheer up, smack him in the head with papers. I was his favorite.
I stick to the bro.
Bro. Isn't it bruh now?
Bruh, bro. You know, they teach me all the lingo, which is cool.
Oh, wait. Give us some hot lingo.
Okay, so. It's giving.
Yes, okay. Eight, right? You eight. Ate it up?
Or you left no crumbs, or just no crumbs. Because, like, if you left no crumbs, like, you ate it all. It was, like, it was so good you ate it all.
I love that. I actually love that.
Yeah, you ate and no crumbs. That's, like, that's something that I hear. I have to text my sister a lot because she's 11 years younger than me, and she's cool. I'm not very cool, but I try to be for my cool students. So I'll be like, so-and-so, one of my kids just said this to me, like, is this cool or is this inappropriate? Like, I gotta know from a real source
what is this whether or not
I'm gonna allow them to continue to say this. So the other day, one of my girls, she said to me, it's giving Pookie Slay. And I was like, okay, like, is that good? She's like, yeah. So I immediately texted my sister and her girlfriend. I was like, please tell me it's giving Pookie Slay, like, is not a bad thing. And they were dying laughing. But apparently it's like, it's giving Pookie Slay is like three different references put together.
What is Pookie?
It's like, I don't know. I have a TikTok, but I only watch TikToks when somebody sends me them because I'll just get into the time suck.
Don't worry, I'm researching.
A nickname that some TikToker
It's a pet name of something cute.
Okay, so one of my girls told me it's giving Pookie Slay to my outfit, and I was like,
okay. Oh, that's a good thing. That means you're like cute, but like also like slaying.
Yeah. So all right. I guess.
You must have left no crumbs.
No crumbs. I guess no crumbs.
Oh my God, these are great. Okay. But before we run out of time, we have to play a game.
Okay.
And this game is, it's never have I ever, but it's not like, you don't put your fingers down. I just want to know.
Okay.
And some of them are funny. Some of them are weird. Some of them are just random because they're from AI. Okay, first one. Never have I ever used a silly voice or accent to make reading aloud more entertaining.
Oh, all the time.
Like, all the time. That's something all teachers do.
Right. Like I read Harry Potter. Well, when I taught reading, I read Harry Potter and I would try to use different voices. Like,
oh, wait, let me hear your Hagrid voice.
Oh, no. I can't just pull it out. That's just.
All right. Ready? I'm Hagrid.
You're a wizard, Harry.
Oh, it's perfect. That was really good. Okay.
Yes, he's going to listen to this later and he's going to make so much.
That's going to be the clip that I put on Instagram. Oh. You're a wizard, Harry. Okay, next one. Never have I ever had to hide laughter when a student shares an unintentionally hilarious answer.
Oh, I mean, yeah, I have to hide it, but also, like, sometimes you have to laugh.
You just laugh out loud.
Like, this wasn't an answer, but one time, one of my students, I was like, buddy, you gotta calm down. We gotta focus. I just can't. I've got HDMI. You have HDMI? And he's like, yeah, I have HDMI. I just can't focus. And I'm always hyper. And I was like, oh, buddy, you have ADHD.
HDMI.
I swear to God.
That's adorable. Oh, I love it. Oh, my God.
Like, prime example, I hid the laughter, but I was also like, oh.
Oh, sweetheart. No. Yeah. No,
so
no, no.
So many words.
No, you are not high definition.
No. I mean,
it's very fuzzy in there. Yeah. Oh my God, cute. Okay, never have I ever danced or sung in front of a class to celebrate a successful lesson.
Oh yeah, totally.
Yeah, always. Yeah.
Like we have these big counters in my classroom by the windows, and I would get up there and like dance on the counter and one year there I had a student who really liked James Brown, like, and that song, I Feel You Good.
Da-na-na. Yeah.
Like we'd blast that if he had a good day and we'd dance. Yeah.
Oh, what an old soul.
Hey, whatever works. I'll play anything.
As exactly. Long as
words, I'll play it.
I'll even do the wobble.
I won't be successful at it, but I'll try.
Never have I ever discreetly disposed of a mysterious, unidentifiable object found in the classroom.
Like what kind of unidentifiable?
One time I threw a mouse away during a lesson.
Oh, I mean,
it was noisy.
I didn't throw it away, but a spider crawled out of a math book that I opened. And I mean, I sneakily said the F word under my breath and threw it away.
Well, because the lesson's done. If the kids see anything that's living.
Yeah. I was like, oh.
Yeah. They were like, what are you doing? I like ran to the back door. God, I loved that classroom. I could do so many things. Like there was like woods right out the back door. I just like, poop. It was in one of those sticky traps. I was like, bloop. Yeah. It was making a lot of noise.
Oh, God.
Things were bad. I was like, if I throw it out here, at least it could get eaten by something and die. Like right now, it's just dying the slowest fucking miserable death. I hated those sticky traps.
I'd have so many kids in tears if that happened.
That's why I threw him out. I was like, I can't have this thing. And the custodian is not coming in time.
Hey, and what's the custodian going to do? Stomp on it? Oh.
Like, I don't know what they do. Actually, I have no idea what they do with them because it's we're going down a weird place here. But have you ever seen them when they actually do die on the sticky trap?
No, because
they like chew their legs off.
No, because they're trying.
Yeah, it gets really bad. They don't use those anymore, I don't think. I hope not. Jesus. Next one, never have I ever had to suppress a gag reflex while cleaning up an unexpected mess left behind by a student.
Oh, man, like all the time.
Lockers.
Like so gross. But also like being pregnant and teaching fifth grade, like intermediate children that I don't know if you've been in an intermediate hallway in the spring
so
after recess or PE.
Oh, so stinky.
So I'm not necessarily throwing something away, but like hiding a gag, yes.
Uh-huh. Yeah. When I was nauseous with Brody, we were hybrid. So I had like 5 kids in my class in person.
Yeah. With a mask, and then you got to breathe it, smell your own.
The mask was terrible. Yeah, it was sweaty. But I had this little girl in my class. Her name is Victoria. She would love it if I gave her a shout out. She's got to be in like 9th grade by now. But that's a lie. No, she's in like 6th grade now. But anyway, she left. Oh my gosh, she was so forgetful, but she was so sweet. I loved her so much. And I would be like, hey, don't forget to clean up after your breakfast. Don't forget to clean up after your breakfast. You can't keep milk there. I would let the kids bring back leftover food from lunch because I felt bad with them wasting it. Like if it wasn't opened, you can bring it back and put it in your backpack. But we can't bring things like milk or yogurt home because that's gross. And she apparently wasn't listening ever to me when I would say those things. And she had like 8 cartons of milk in her cubby. And the one day I was like, what is that smell? And it went back, and not only had the mouse found the milk.
No, no.
The milk was curdled.
No.
He had made like a home out of the sticky curdled milk that was stuck to her clipboard that she had under there. It was like a mouse mansion made out of like milk cartons, and the smell, oh my freaking God. Like I can't even. And I was like gagging. I did not hide it. I was gagging, throwing it in this trash bag. And the whole time she's following me around, and she really does. She just reminds me of myself because I do that shit all the time where I forget about things. And I could see in her eyes the remorse. Like she was like, I am so sorry. I am so sorry. I'm so sorry.
It's okay.
And I'm like, it's okay. Don't touch this. Get away. Get back. Yeah, I know you're sorry, but you'll probably get rabies if you touch this. Please run. Run out the door.
Touch it for you, bull.
Like, you know those Alice trainings? This is what they were for. Leave. Run in a zigzag. Get away from your cubby. It was awful. It was disgusting.
Oh, that's terrible.
It was terrible. And then, like, so eventually, like, when lockers would get gross, I'm like, this is no big deal. This is nothing. But yeah, I definitely never forgot to clean out lockers.
The dredges of motherhood, right? Like, you got this.
The poop. Right? There's so much poop. Oh, so much poop. Oh,
yeah. But also, like, I always have a vomiter in my class every year. One time, this little boy, I was like, honey, are you okay? You don't look so good. And he's like, I don't feel. And literally, like, projectiled all of my manipulatives.
Ew.
Of course, we were using manipulatives all over them. And I was like, okay, class, we're going to go learn in the hallway now because there's vomit everywhere. But hey, I don't gag anymore. We get through it.
Some reason throw up doesn't do that for me. Like, I don't gag with throw up. It's like the old food. Maybe, I don't know. And also texture of it, like looking at it. But what I don't understand about kids who throw up, and I have said this so many times on this podcast, so thank you for still listening to me. Why don't you get up? Yeah. Like, they never move. They're just sitting there and they're like, bleh. I'm like, what the actual fuck? You didn't even say you were having a stomach ache. Like,
you just into something that can be thrown away.
Yep. It's mostly on the carpet. They're just sitting there on the carpet and they just throw up all over themselves and maybe the person in front of them. I had a kid pee, just sitting there peeing. I'm like, during an observation, I'm like, oh my freaking God.
Like, this is me being flexible. This is me being flexible.
Yeah, it was actually funny because then I didn't have anybody to help me. So my principal actually walked the little girl to the nurse's office to get her a change of clothes. I was like, yeah, well, that was great. I'm so glad you were here. You see why we need aides? Yes. She's like, I don't know how you guys do it by yourselves. I'm like, yeah, you'll forget though. You're going to walk back to your office and be like, oh, that was wonderful. We don't need any other supports. It is just.
Oh my God.
It is wild. All right, last one. Never. I need to pick a good one. This one's funny. Only because of your story, I didn't pick it on purpose. Never have I ever had to improvise a makeshift tissue when the class ran out.
Well, not me personally, but.
But my friend here used her hands. All right, and then I have some news stories for everyone. This is actually like, I don't really know how to feel about this. So if you're a listener and you want to like ream me out or educate me or whatever you need to do to me after I read this news story, go for it. Because I just need to know if I should be happy or sad or if I should do more research. I probably should have before I put on the podcast. But in Florida, they settled their Don't Say Gay lawsuit. By saying that teachers can talk about gender and sexual orientation. It just cannot be part of the lesson. So originally when this Don't Say Gay thing passed, people were like, they were like saying like all these books are banned, all this stuff we can't have in our classroom. I can't talk about my family because I'm gay and I have like adopted children. I can't ever share that with my students. They basically dug deeper, and it's almost like the officials are like, listen, you guys took it way too far. Like, we just didn't want you to make a lesson plan about being gay. So their books are back in the libraries. Families are allowed to share their families now. Like, children are allowed to talk about if their parents are gay, like all of that. But it's just not allowed to be a lesson. So again, if I am not correct in reading this, this is from, I took it from Forbes, I think. Yep. I took it from Forbes because I felt like Forbes was maybe the most unbiased source.
Unbiased, but
I don't know. I don't know really what, but yeah. So what it does now is that all the school districts have to go to, have to read the set of instructions now where it clarifies the details of the new Don't Say Gay bill. Will that be passed? I don't know. All right. Last one. This one's kind of funny. Oh, I think it's funny because I could totally, I feel like this happened in my county that I teach in. So this was caught on camera, a Lee County school district. So I am not 100% sure where Lee County is, but wherever it is, they were live streaming a meeting. Like, like the school district staff, like the superintendent and stuff. They were live streaming this meeting and they were smack talking the president of the teacher union.
Jeez.
So the Lee County School District landed itself in hot water after live streaming negotiators or talking smack about the president of the teachers union. Okay. So you're like, you're probably like, oh yeah, like they cause so much drama. They like, I don't know, whatever, make everything harder, blah, blah. Normal things people complain about the union. They take my money and maybe they don't do anything. Sorry, I didn't say that. But the hot mic moment caught negotiators making insulting comments regarding the appearance of the union president. It says, in quotes, he looks like a slob every time he goes to a professional meeting. And then the other guy said, how are you feeling, Kevin? And you're the voice of the dress code. He's carrying the torch. And right when that happened, it literally was like mic drop, crickets, chirp, chirp, and the live feed got cut off because I guess they realized that they were like being live. Apparently, the meeting was about dress code. And they were talking about teacher dress code, which, God fucking damn it. Like, just get a life, people. Stop worrying about what we're wearing. I don't know. I think it's so stupid. Like, let me wear what I want to wear. But anyway, so they were talking about teacher dress code. And this came up where they're like, oh, well, it's funny that the teacher union has something to say about that because their leader dresses like a slob, basically. And everyone heard it. They're apologizing up and down. No one's getting fired. Nothing bad is happening.
Like recent?
Yeah, it was on Monday.
Oh my god!
Like, you know how they have those board meetings like every Monday usually.
At least make sure the microphone is off.
People. Yeah. Well, they were like, oh shit. And like,
cut it.
Oh god, what? Oh my god. It was, yeah. So that's what's in the news, teachers. That's what's in the news. And with that, I'm going to play our outro, and I'm so glad you came on.
Thank
Katie,
for having me. This was fun.
I know, it was like we finally got to hang out. We've been trying to hang out for so long. Look at us hanging out. We're hanging out with you too, everyone out there listening. Thank you guys for listening. If you want to make sure you're following the podcast, it is at the Tipsy Teach on Instagram, and then just the Tipsy Teacher on Facebook. Kind Vine Teacher Wine is where you can find the delicious wine. Festival season is about to kick off. I'm going to be so, so overwhelmed with festivals, but that's fine because that's the fun part. So if you're local to Maryland or anywhere nearby Maryland, or you want to make the trip up, just message me and I can give you a little schedule, especially the ones I'll be at, because obviously I picked the fun ones. Okay. But yeah. Oh, if you made it this far, here's your discount code, TipsyPod, TipsyPod. You can use it at checkout online. teacherwines.com. Tipsy Pod is your discount code. Thank you guys so much for listening. Goodbye.